keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking, but if we want to find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. Electric
love. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on. Give it up this morning for everybody in the house and watching online. Man, we are so thankful that you are with us this morning. We're starting a new series. It's all about love, and it's about how you fill in the blank. You're going, what do you mean? Well, you'll see it in the logo here, love, and then what goes behind that is up to you. So we're hoping and praying that by the time you get done with this message, you will have some suggestions for us. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. But if you're thinking right now, as I walk through preparing for this message, what words or what phrases would I put in this blank? Well, if you've been hurt, you might fill in that blank like this, with this word right here. Can you get an amen on this one? Can anybody been hurt out there? Come on, where are you hurt people at? Oh, yeah. Yeah, y'all are like so hurt you couldn't even clap. You're like, oh, God, I understand. But just for a little fun, make you laugh a little bit, maybe bring you a little joy this morning. This is your boy, Adam Sandler, wedding singer, singing it best. Love stinks. Watch.
One thing for sure.
Love stinks?
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
Love stinks!
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
Love stinks?
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
Love stinks!
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
All the people hurt said amen, right? You said amen. I felt it. I knew the love was coming across. I could sense already. You're going, man, I have been there. But it's not just the people that have had bad circumstances happen in their life. There are also people that might fill in that blank like this when you may say, well, love also wins. Anybody out there with a winning love? You scared me for a minute because it was pretty quiet for a second. But if you've ever watched TV, this is for you, Adam, again, one of our video guys. He loves The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I'm praying for you, son, all right? But occasionally, the couples do actually make it. Come on, give it a little love. They've made it. This is Trista, I think. I don't follow all that, but I'm sure, ask Adam. Yeah, he knows a lot more about that than I do. But it's bigger than marriage and dating. When you talk about love and fill in the blank, this is another one for us. Love everybody, all right? Love everybody. You can look on social media and you'll see different posts and things going up. You'll see images like this where they're coming in saying, all right, that's our challenge. It's not just about dating. It's not just about marriage. It's about just doing our very best to love each and every person we come in contact with. One of our favorite people is Bob Goff. Wrote a couple of books that we love. Love Does is one of them. Love Everybody. This is the thing. Quit waiting for a plan. Just go love everybody. That's where we get that phrase from. In our world, it's got, man, Bob, thanks for encouraging us, reminding us. Everybody deserves that love. You can also put in that blank a phrase if you want to. Not just a single word, but you can put a phrase in there. For example, here's one that came to mind. Love at first sight. Now you go, well, how would you know anything about that? Well, because this is what happened to me, all right? Look at this right here. That when you see that, how could you not love that? That's my beautiful wife. Now, to be honest, I did not see her at this beautiful stage. This is high school. But if I'd have seen her then, I would have fallen in love with her just like I did as we met. And here's a picture of about the same time we met. Look at that right there. Gorgeous as ever. And it is true. When I saw that beautiful woman, I said, love at first sight. Maybe you have that experience as well. You can also, if you're going to go beyond, again, dating and marriage, you can say, well, can you give me a little something else, all right? We can go biblical. You can fill in the blank like this. Love never fails. Now, a lot of you are in church, you're going, thank God he brought it back to the church. Well, you've probably seen the posters, and this is a big thing, or the signs that everybody makes. We get it. There's a lot of different ways that you can fill in the blank, but let me give you a couple more before we get out of here. Let's keep it real. Love never fails, but this is another one that maybe is more familiar to you. Love is also blind. Can I get an amen somewhere out there? That's what all of Angie's friends said when she met me. She was like, she's blind, all right? But there's also signs everywhere. Road signs, you'll see a bunch of different things. We'll go ahead and put it up there. Love is blind. Drive is not. Focus on people. Focus people, which I love. I thought that was a cute sign. There's also, headgear out there you can wear. Look at this hat right here. This sounds like my papa would wear. But if you have a suggestion as we go through these couple of weeks, I would love for you to email me your suggestion. So however you want to fill in the blank. Maybe you've seen a good example. You've had something that you live by. Make sure you email me at justin@thesimplechurch.tv, and we'll continue to have a little fun with that as we go through this series. But today's message is what we're talking about. You're going, well, how are we going to fill in the blank today? Well, if you have your app, you can look at our notes. If you want to write some notes down, make sure that you get your pen and paper out, because I want to try to help you today. I'm going to give you a hint on how we're filling in today's blank with something that probably everyone's familiar with. Here is the hint to see if you can answer how we would fill in this blank. Nike. You're going, how would we fill in that blank? Well, if you grew up in the 80s and the 90s like I did, it's going to be very easy and it'll be very memorable. You ready? Love, just do it. Anybody remember that slogan? They put this out everywhere. There were posters. There were, again, when you went into the stores, marketing everywhere. Here's a couple of images so you can see. They had bumper stickers that went on cars. They had all kinds of different things. Nike, trust me, knows marketing. They know how to put their brand out there. They know how to get you to remember things, including if you were around during the 80s and the 90s, you might remember this little video that came out speaking about just do it. Bo knew how to do it. Watch this.
Bo knows baseball. Bo knows football. Bo knows basketball, too.
Bo knows tennis?
No.
Bo knows weights.
Bo, you don't know diddly.
Anybody remember those commercials back in the day? Come on, y'all, old people. Where are the old people at? They were good at it. They knew how to do it. They put celebrities in there. Bo Jackson, obviously, an unbelievable athlete. But the whole idea was is that Bo knew, you know. And here is what I know. I don't know a lot, but I do know this. The phrase just do it applies to way more than sports. It's not just about Nike. They don't have the market cornered on that. When you talk about just do it, you're going to see as we walk through today's message, it's a challenge to every one of us when it comes to love. It is a challenge to just do it. Now, why in the world would I put those two, you know, phrases together, love and just do it? Because it is not enough to know that we should love people. You have to show the love. Now, this is a great little rhyme for you. It's not enough to know, we must show. In this culture, let's be honest, it is a challenge with everything going on to continue to love everybody or love your neighbor or even maybe in your own home. You're going, phew, if you only knew how challenging this was, how difficult it was. I get it. I know, because I am also in your culture. And this is the thing. When you talk about showing the love, it goes beyond like, I know I'm supposed to do that. I mean, I know that that's what God says, or I know that's the challenge. But you have to put it into action. Now, let me give you an example. It's many people I have heard over the years, especially when it comes to a spouse, they always say, well, you know I love you. I don't have to tell you. You should know it. I've been with you. You know I love you. And that's a bad, bad way to live, because like, well, I may know, but I love to hear it. I want to be reminded of it. This is exactly the idea when you look into Scripture. It is one thing to know it. It's a whole nother deal to show it. John chapter 13 says it like this. Your strong love for each other will prove. So it's just like, hey, by us showing it, it proves to the world that you're my disciples. Talk is cheap. We have to just do it. You have to put it into action. Just do it. Prove it. Don't just talk about it. You actually have to put it into action in all relationships, from work relationships to home relationships to wherever you're going and whatever you're doing. And this is a kind of a funny illustration, but you've probably heard the phrase, the proof is in the pudding. Anybody heard that? Old people? All right. I've heard that, but I didn't really understand what it meant. So when you talk about proving it, when you say, well, the proof's in the pudding, I went and looked it up. In the dictionary, there's exactly what it says, and this is in the Webster Dictionary. The expression is used to say that the real worth or success or effectiveness of something, continues on, can only be determined by putting it to the test, by trying or using it. Appearances and promises aside, just do it. The proof is in the pudding. This is the whole idea. It's like, man, I know I say that. You know I love you. I don't have to tell you that. You don't have to. No, the truth is, the scripture reminds us, the little sayings we have in our country remind us, we have to put it into action. So maybe you're asking, well, how do we prove it? How do we put it into action? I said this a couple of weeks ago, but it's worth saying again because it's a great reminder when it comes to love. How do you prove to someone that you love them? Whether that's, again, in our culture or in your home. Here it is. Ready? Write it down. If you think of something good, simply say it. Just do it. It applies to each and every one of us. Some of us are good at it. Some of us are not so good at it. But it really does start with applying to the people that you're closest to, the relationships that you spend time with the most. And most of the time, those are the ones that we don't say it as often as we should, whether that's a family member or a husband or a wife. So I went back to scripture again, started digging through it, and I was like, is there an example of putting these words into action? And we have a great example, and this is going to stretch you right here. Some of you are like going, I didn't know this was in scripture. I didn't make this up. This is not a joke. This is a great example of someone using their words to tell their spouse how much they mean to them, how much they love them. It's found in Song of Solomon chapter 7, and everybody that grew up in church went, oh, Lord, here we go. Yep, here we go. You are a princess. So here he is writing, saying, hey, when I see you, when I think about you, you are a princess, and your feet are graceful in their sandals. So, man, when I see you walk across the floor, like, oh, you're so beautiful, right? That's just grace in action. And your thighs are like works of art. Can I get an amen on that? Oh, it's only going to get better. Trust me. When you see this, right, each one is a jewel. So this is a ruby over here, and this is a diamond over here. But this is it. Your navel is a wine glass filled to overflowing. Can I get an amen? All the kids are like, what is happening? Oh, it's only going to get worse. Hang on, parents, right? Your body is full and slender. Ooh, like a bundle of wheat bound together by lilies. I mean, just perfect. Hourglass, right? And your breasts are like twins of a deer. What? I didn't write it. I ain't making this stuff up, all right? I don't understand that. All I can think is when he saw baby deer, he was like, those are nice. That's all I can think. I don't really get it. But this is in the Bible. I remember we used to do a long time ago, there was a marriage class that they did, and they always went through Song of Solomon, and everybody was like, wow, this is tough. I even looked this up this past week. There are some schools that took this out of all their curriculum because they didn't want to have to deal with it. Like, hey, the Bible's missing Song of Solomon. I wonder why, right? Now you know. So here's the bottom line, though. Speak words of admiration, of affirmation, and affection. Yes, this is the challenge for all of us. If you're in a relationship or with the people that you love, you're going, hey, man, how can I admire them? How can I affirm them? And how can I show my affection? Simply by the words that I choose to use. You saw a great example, seriously, in Song of Solomon. He's like, man, I'm just telling you, this is what you are to me. It's beautiful. That's why as we have a little fun through this series, we're looking at love songs and all these different things, because it's a modern rendition of that. It is writing out words that say, man, I love you. This is how I can express that. Because we know, you and I both know this to be true. Proverbs says it. The tongue has the power of life and death. You better be careful how you use it. So if you're going to use it, make sure that you look for words that are affirming, ways that you can admire them, and even ways that you can share your affection. Now, I don't know about you, but I can tell you that this next phrase is absolutely true in my home. Are you ready? When we don't tell them something good, we generally assume something bad. Can I get an amen somewhere? Now, this is very important. Now, I want you to just hang with me on this one. When you keep your mouth shut and you don't say anything, you don't affirm them, you don't look for the positive, you don't encourage them, there's something that plays in your head that thinks, man, they don't really love me. They don't really admire me. They don't really care about me. Or, for example, even a wife and her body image. If you don't tell her the positive, she always goes to the negative. She thinks of the negative. I can be honest with you and tell you that I am the same way. It goes beyond a woman and the way she thinks about herself. If we're not saying the positive things, and man, you're beautiful, and I love this about you and this, I go to my stage, me speaking, This is what I do on Sundays. I'll give a message and I'll try my best to prepare it and put everything together and communicate it. And what I want to hear is when I walk off or I get done, Angie to go, man, that was great. Why? Because we need those words to be affirmed, to be admired, to show the affection, to be encouraged. And we have the power of life and death in the tongue. And when you don't say something, we generally think something bad. So when no one sends an email that was a good message, when my wife doesn't tell me, I'm going, it was horrible. I don't know what we did. I could have never done it. It doesn't matter who you are. It's the way that it is. You could be in the band, and if nobody's talking about the fact that you did good in the songs, it's like, oh, they're assuming something bad. You could be doing a do-good project. Well, no one really told me it was good. I don't know if I really did what I was supposed to do. And the enemy just kind of gets in your head and starts messing with you. So I'm going to put it back on the screen so you can see it. When you don't tell something good to that person, remember, we generally assume something bad. This is why it is so important to use your mouth and your words to go, man, I love you. Man, you're good at that. Man, I'm thankful for you in my life. And this is why I say to you genuinely, thank you for watching today. Thank you for being in the room today. You could have slept in, you could have gone somewhere else, but you're here. Thank you. Because I want you to know it does mean something to us. It means something to each and every volunteer who puts all this stuff together. It means something to the guy speaking, to the band that's playing. It means something to all of us. So thank you. The same way that we're trying to encourage you and remind you of all the different things going on, you need to do the same thing with the people that are close to you. It could be your kids. If you don't look for something good to say, they're already assuming something bad. Make sure you remember the power. Just do it. Love them with your words. Number two, are you ready? If you think of something special, then just do it. Now you go, what do you mean? Well, great example is loving on the hospitals, the hospital hope idea. If we think of something to do for people, and you want to prove to them that you love them, you just do it. This is why we're focusing next Sunday on loving all hospitals from North Dallas all the way to the Shreveport-Bossier area, every hospital in this region that we can love on. We want to remind them and tell them how special they are, not just with our words, but businesses donating gifts, raising money. I think we're close to $10,000 now to be able to go in and make sure that there's giveaways and food is provided for all of those staff. All of that is putting it into action. Now, again, this is the latest example. You can still sign up. You can still give to be a part of that. But I reflected back on the history of the Simple Church, and I'll show you a face of a kid that it mattered to. This is when we put shoes on the feet of kids. You'll see his little foot in someone's lap because they were washing his feet and putting on a fresh pair of socks and a brand new pair of shoes. And in the midst of that, what did they do? They felt love. It was just doing. If you think of something special for somebody, just do it. I can also remember going to Africa. We talked about feeding kids and doing new manna and doing all the packing here in town. And then we took it all the way overseas, right? And to feed these kids, look at that smile. It was one thing to say, man, I care about you. We need to feed you. It's a whole nother thing to put it into action. Just do it. It's more than our words. It's our, literally, our life, our work that we put into, our energy that we put into letting people know that they are loved. It's also the police officers. Then in our local area, when we were needing to be encouraging to them and needed to remind them we were on their side, you went into raising $32,000, proof's in the pudding, right? You can't just say you love them. You raise the money and then put it into training, the first ever crisis intervention group right here in Shreveport-Bossier. So I'm going, hey, you can talk about loving them, but you put it into action. All I can say on all of that so far is thank you, thank you, thank you. And then there's one last group I thought about that many times gets overlooked, and that is the wonderful teachers in our area. If you remember, over the years, we have gone in and we've taken donuts, we've taken king cakes, we take all of these gift cards and encouragement to remind them they're being prayed for, that they are loved, that they are special. Because once again, we need to be reminded. All of us need to be reminded that we're loved. Not just one day out of the year, Teacher Appreciation Day, but each and every day that we have the opportunity by our words and by our action. It's as simple as this. Purposeful time. Putting purpose into your time. thinking through, how can I show love in this way? Now, you get all of those examples. There's all kind of do-good projects and different things that we have going on in the church. But let me shift you back to a dating life, into your marriage, into a relationship with your kids, whatever it may be. It still comes back to your time. I thought about getting out of town together. We got my wife's 50th birthday coming up. Come on, give her a little love for that. Coming up this next week. And what did she want more than anything else? I said, you want a party? She's like, nope. You want a big gift? You want some jewelry? Nope. I said, well, what do you want, Angie? She said, I just want to be with you and the kids. I just want time together. So we're going over to Dallas. We're going to have a little fun. We're going to play. And this is the thing. That's meaningful to her. It's not just the words, although my wife loves words, and I'm not good at it, and I'm trying to get better at it. Also, she says, I want time with you. I want to spend time with you. Now, I got some good suggestions for you. This is one thing I ran across online I thought was pretty cool when it comes to purposeful time. You can do anything and everything to give yourself some reminders, but this is I think it's on Etsy. You can actually have a board that you can print out and go, hey, here's some things I can make for her by my time. There's some things that we can go to. There's a way to play. There's the things that we can host. It was this idea of going, if it's about spending time with one another, what are some creative ways that we can do that? Purposeful time. You can do it with your kids in the same way. There's also books that are out there. It takes just a little bit of research, and you'll see things like this, 52 uncommon dates. So you're going, man, we just need to spend more time together. We just need to get out of town more often. Our relationship's not doing great. I'm telling you that you can talk all you want to do, and that's a good part of it, but the next part of it is putting it into action. Just do something. Let's go back to Song of Solomon. You're going, should we do that? Yeah, this one's safe, all right? Chapter 7, verse 11. Come, my lover, that's the riskiest part right there, but let us go to the countryside and let us spend the night in the villages. Now you go, what is that talking about? Getting out of town. Can I get an amen on that? It's the idea something special happens when you leave the stress of your daily activities. When you can break out of the norm and go, man, let's get out of town. Let's go spend some time together. And I don't care if it is with your family or if it's with your spouse. You have to learn the importance of purposeful time. Just do it. If you're in trouble right now and your relationship is not doing good, your words are very important. Make sure that you say them. But the other thing is spend some purposeful time together. Break the routine. Find some way to get out of town. Find some way to do something special together. The other part of this is not just personal time, but when you talk about just do it, it is also thoughtful acts. How can I show someone that I love them? Man, it is the notes. Right now, we wrote all of these cards out for all these veterans around the world for Valentine's Day. Getting ways to encourage you to write notes that when we go in these hospitals, because we can put them on their boards and have your kids fill out some encouraging notes for them so that when they go back into the hospital, they can be reminded, man, someone cares about me. Someone is praying for me. If you're in this dating world, you already know when it comes to, you know, Valentine's Day, it's about the cards, it's about the flowers. All of those things are just thoughtful things that you can do for someone. But in my home, it's very simple. Load the dishwasher. Can I get an amen on that? It's not always just about the other stuff. Sometimes it's about, hey, man, meeting those practical needs as well. Proverbs 14 says this, whoever works to do good will find love and loyalty. If you want to know how you can find love and you want to find what loyalty is about, you got to continue to work to do good for that other person. And in that process, it's not about you. It's about how you can speak good words, and it's how you can do thoughtful, purposeful acts and events for these people. It takes some discipline, but you can do it. Save for it, plan for it, just do it. Third thing, if you want something different, you just got to be it. You can talk about it, you can go put it into action, you can do different things, but the truth is simple as this. We have a challenge to be different. And when you love, it, trust me, is an example to each and every person you come in contact with, from the hospitals to the police officers to the teachers to the people in your home. When you put it into action, they are looking for people that are different. They're looking for genuine love and concern, and you and I both had the opportunity to do that this week coming up. Ephesians chapter 4 says it like this, so get rid of your old self, which made you live as you used to, right? It continues on. Your hearts and minds must be completely new, made completely new, and you must put on your new self. Why would you put on your new self? Well, it's the idea of saying, man, I'm going to put on a new attitude today. I'm going to love in a different way. I'm going to put on a new set of clothes, man, to get my head right, to make my mind right. Because it continues in Colossians, it says, clothe yourself in love. Clothe yourself in it. Love is what holds you all together in perfect unity. You talking about coming together? How do you do that, man? You got to put on love. I thought about with the game going on today, people get this because they're very loyal to their team. They love their team. So if you're a Kansas City fan, to all my friends up in Kansas City, come on, this is it. Tim and Sherry up there, this is what y'all look like right now. Crazy fans. Why do they do that? To show their love. If you're a Tampa Bay person, I'm praying for you. All right, no, here it is right here. It's the idea. You're going, man, I got it. I want to show my love to my team. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, my team's not in it. You still do it. Look at these Saints fans. Y'all know what it is. You put a whistle on your head. I don't know what's up with that. But if you want to go next level love, if you want to show your commitment at the next level, you do it like them Dallas Cowboys do, son. You get that tattoo. Son, look, go ahead and go full screen on that, Daniel. Make sure that the people watching on their phone or whatever, look at that right there. Good night. I thought I loved the Cowboys. Not that much. You know what I'm saying? Why would I say all that, being silly? It's because they are clothing themselves. They are putting on what they're proud of. They're like, hey, man, I'm with this. I am down with that. I want to celebrate that. Well, here's the thing. As a believer, as a follower in Christ, our job is to choose to love. Love. Just do it. Don't let it just go through the motions. Put it into action in your words and what you do and who you become. I don't know if I can do that, Justin. I just hope I can, but I don't know. Philippians 4, you know this. You can do all this through Christ who gives us strength. With Christ's help, you can do it. Why should we care? Why should we try, Justin? I just don't know if we can do. I want you to remember this as we get ready to close. Everybody responds to love. I mean, it's true. You might not respond to some things. You may go, I don't know about this, but there's not a person alive that when you love them, they don't respond in a positive way. Now you go, well, Justin, can you prove it? Yeah, I can prove it to you with Steve Hartman. You're going, come on, man. Look, this is in Louisiana. I got a Louisiana Steve Hartman true example of how you can respond to love. And if you're looking for an example, if you go, I need something to encourage me. I need to be reminded that these scriptures are true and that when you put them into action, it matters. There's no better example than this right here. Watch this.
Whoa!
91-year-old Gene McGee couldn't believe his good fortune.
Golly.
When he stepped outside his house in Vidalia, Louisiana this week,
look at that.
He discovered a bunch of kids from the daycare across the street.
Try to get that ball from him.
Willing
to get it.
And wanting to include him in their fun.
Hey there.
He also met the daycare teacher.
What's your name?
Megan Nunez.
Every day I cross the street and we meet again.
And your name?
It's Megan.
Meet again.
Megan.
Every day for 3 years now,
Megan.
Gene has been meeting Megan,
Megan.
For what he thinks to be the very first time.
My name is Gene.
Gene, Mr. Gene.
Yeah.
Now who was that?
Gene has severe dementia.
Well.
He can barely remember his own face.
I don't know who that is.
That's you.
His daughter Kathy says he also suffered from loneliness. Until those daycare kids came into his life.
Here, Mr. Gene.
Oh, my goodness. They have been such a blessing to Daddy, and he lights up.
For about an hour, every afternoon, Gene and the kids bask in each other's company. And although the night will erase every memory of the day,
be careful.
And a fog will smother every echo of laughter, something will remain in the recesses of his mind. Something will beckon him back whenever he hears the children playing.
He just goes right to the front yard.
And he remembers that this is going to be a joyful thing.
Exactly.
If he goes outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of inexplicable.
Because it's love. And you know, everybody responds to love.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Megan says it's almost like an instinct.
I'm Gene.
We always tell the kids that his brain is kind of sick, but his heart always remembers us.
Mr. Gene.
Dementia can rob so much, but apparently acceptance and compassion.
What's your best move?
Are unforgettable. Steve Hartman, CBS News, all on the road.
Come on, man, give it up. I told you. Let me pray for you. God, I pray that we would be people of love, that we would just do it, that we would go into our communities with our words, with our actions, with who we become, because everybody responds to love. Lord, I know that that's what you did for us. You demonstrated your love for us in your words and in your action. And you challenge us, God, if we need that encouragement today to surrender our life to you, and you promise to walk with us, to help us, to make it through whatever this world's throwing at us. So maybe today someone for the first time would say, Jesus, I need you more than ever. Come into my life. I'm going through heartbreak. Love does stink in my mind because, man, I have been hurt. And I pray that they would see today how much you love them. And that you do cry with them, but you will wrap your arms around them. But then you remind them today that there's a purpose and a plan for their life. And that you want to speak words of encouragement into them. To remind them the best is yet to come. To not focus on all the negative and all the things that have gone wrong, but focus on the potential of tomorrow, the potential of this day, and our responsibility to love the way you loved us. And I thank you, Jesus, for modeling that for us. So help us today to be like you. If someone needs you, pray they would. Just say, Jesus, come into my life and change me. I admit I'm a sinner. I am broken. I need a fresh start, a new beginning. And you promise to meet them right there where they're at. For us, God, that know you, I pray, God, that you would fill us so that when we walk into our schools and our workplaces, into our home, it wouldn't be something that we've talked about in the past. It would be who we are, that it would change the world we live in, the way that love is designed to do, the way that you planned it. We love you, Jesus, and I thank you for everybody watching today. I pray they'd be encouraged. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Can't get an amen somewhere one time? Come on. All right, so here's the deal. If you need to go in the post show, if you're going, man, that's fast, son. Welcome to the New Symbol Church. 30 minutes as far as a message. You got a pre-show, and then we got a post show. We got more things to talk about and remind you of as we get ready to move into a new series as we continue that love fill in the blank. And then also over the next few weeks, we'll be making a lot of announcements about what's coming up, for including Easter. We got big Easter plans. Anybody excited about Easter coming up? Come on, y'all. Dude, we're going to be together. We're going to be together bigger than ever. I think it's going to happen. So get ready. Be praying for that. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being here. I'll see you in the post show in just a couple of minutes. Until then, what do we say? Peace. Thanks for coming. Rick, I'm glad you made it, boy.